your signature song. Worthy. Hey, this is great. We have a truly a surprise guest who just showed up. This is great. Welcome to Phil Talmadge. Justice Phil Talmadge. You don't look much like a Supreme Court justice today.
Well, I would have shaved today, Bob, and taken off my baseball uniform, but I've got something special for you.
Are
the microphones working? Do I have one of these?
I don't know. Tony's ready to cut. This
one's working. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had a surprise guest in all the 9 years I've been doing this.
Well, this is a surprise guest that's bringing you a resolution.
Oh, no.
This is a resolution from the Washington Supreme Court.
Oh, no.
In the matter of court resolution honoring Bob Pittman.
Oh, no.
And this is an official resolution of the Washington Supreme Court. We have to give you this kind of surprise. You need this kind of thing. I want to read this for all your listeners.
Total surprise, everybody.
This is one of those rare moments that we've actually got 9 signatures from the Supreme Court.
Unanimous.
It's a unanimous. I mean, there were some thought about a dissent about this, but not on this one. We got all 9.
But they convinced you.
That's right. But let me read this because I think it's really significant. Whereas Mr. Bob Pittman, sole practitioner and founder of the Legal Line Education Foundation, has dedicated the past 9 years toward educating the public on the legal system via a weekly 4-hour Legal Line radio show on News Radio 710 AM Cairo. And whereas Mr. Pittman offers weekly interviews with legal experts, well, some Supreme Court justices too, in all areas of law, giving listeners the opportunity to call in to get answers to their own legal questions. And whereas Legal Line has improved popular understanding of the law and improved the image of lawyers through the voluntary efforts of Bob Pittman since 1991, now, therefore, be it resolved, the Washington Supreme Court commends Mr. Bob Pittman and News Radio's Legal Line for their many years of service toward increasing public legal education. And that is for you, actually signed by all 9 members of Washington Supreme Court, honoring you. And I have to say, just as a personal note, Bob, this is really something that is long, long overdue for all the work that you've put in helping people in our community understand how the law works, demystifying the law, and improving immeasurably the image of lawyers who, God only knows, could use that image improvement,
boy,
to say the least.
I'm speechless, I have to tell you.
And that's a first in 9 years also, I might add.
You're not supposed to have down airtime here. We're always supposed to have, but I just don't know what to say.
This is something that truly is well-deserved, and
wow.
I'm delighted to be the bearer of good tidings.
Well, I am just taken aback. I can't, I sincerely appreciate this. And on behalf of listeners, I accept this. It's wonderful. I can't believe it. This will have a place of honor at the office. I only wish my mother passed away in 1989. I only wish I could let her see this. That's off. I just really appreciate it. I really am speechless. I know I'm supposed to have some wonderful, witty thing to say, but I just...
I would have been here earlier, but the traffic
I really appreciate that.
My team was getting the crud kicked out of it, so...
And this is not the new uniform for the Supreme Court.
No, this is... Well, we'd like to go to something like this, a little bit snappier dress than the usual red robe. But
I like it, actually. Good. I think it would be good. And even with my comments about music for the court and all this, I'm still getting...
Well, you know, numbers. I think that's what we should... You know, you should have numbers, and you should have... Justice number 27, could you please come in?
Yeah, I can't. Boy, my goodness. Obviously, everybody has actually said, I'm really...
Yeah, this is something we wanted to do because, in all seriousness, I mean, this program does an immeasurable good for the profession and for people's understanding of the law. And just a common sense notion that the law is designed to serve people as opposed to vice versa. And you demonstrate that every program.
Well, when I sit here, I truly try to represent and try to be all of the rest of us out there in the profession, and I really do. I take it very seriously. I kid a lot on the show, and I poke a little fun at us as attorneys, even just to hopefully make us human. But there's a total surprise. No clue
the great thing about our profession is there are a lot of people like Bob out there working day in and day out to help people out on a pro bono basis, but this is a very visible aspect of how, you know, how lawyers do serve the public and try to help people out in understanding the issues that we face, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy the opportunity to bring this here.
It's a great honor and privilege to represent the profession in all seriousness on the program, and I try to do so to the best of my abilities, And that's, you really have me. I think Tony's going to take us away to a break, I believe. And we'll continue right here on 710 Cairo.